This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, and I am happy to report that this full two-hour weekend show is going to be focused on the markets and investing, and a lot on resources, especially gold. KER Politics is taking a little bit of a break this week, so that's why I get to do this whole show the full 2 hours. To kick off this show, I am chatting with Jesse Felder. He is the founder and editor of The Felder Report. And Jesse, I wanted to touch base with you because a couple weeks ago, you came out with an article entitled Gold Fireworks on the Horizon. We're obviously going to be talking gold here. Let's first and foremost consider gold in the general market environment that we have right now of raising interest rates. Some of your subscribers have even asked, how can gold go up in a scenario of rising interest rates? What's your answer to that?
Well, I think it really depends on the backdrop, the economic backdrop. You know, we've had basically like a disinflationary environment for, you know, since early 80s. And so, you know, gold for the last several years, at least, has been correlated with real interest rates. And I think when you shift to an inflationary environment, gold becomes more correlated to nominal interest rates, like we would see, you know, through the 70s type of environment. So once investors become concerned with inflation, that changes the dynamics for essentially all asset classes, where rising interest rates, obviously bonds go down, but also stocks probably go down too because of risk-free yields just rising. And why would I, you know, risk putting money in the stock market at extremely high valuations when I can get a risk-free yield of 3.5% almost on the 30-year treasury bond. And so risk-free rates going up is bad for financial assets, but that's also at a time when you see, you know, inflation kick in, that investors start really resorting to gold as an inflation trade. And so I think that's what we're starting to see here, is interest rates going up and gold going up at the same time. And I think people are really confused about this because that hasn't been the relationship over the last several years. But I think what that changing relationship tells you is the markets are starting to become more concerned about inflation. And that you know, you, it could help explain part of the sell-off in stocks recently and also the surge higher in gold prices.
Hey, I completely agree with you, Jesse. Just looking at interest rates doesn't give you the full picture. You really need to look at those real interest rates to get a handle on what is going on in the underlying economy and markets. There's another comparison that you made in this article that compares gold to U.S. equities. And the ratio that we're seeing right now is that gold and gold stocks are extraordinarily cheap compared to U.S. equities. This is even in the face of gold continuing to put in higher lows but still not breaking out. What does this relationship tell you?
Well, I think you look over time, you know, there's cycles where financial assets do well, real assets do poorly, and vice versa. Time when real assets do really well and financial assets do poorly. And we're coming off 30 plus years of financial assets doing extremely well and real assets not doing quite as well. And there's also a shorter term cycle too. We've seen, you know, bear market in gold from 2011 to, you know, 15. And, you know, commodities have been under pressure. I think that chart that I showed, the difference between financial and, or it's basically just the S&P 500 and the gold price, so over time, you'd see that relationship trade around parity. You know, so gold's what, you know, 1350 today or something, and the S&P 500 is, you know, 2700 or something. So I do think at some point in the future we will see parity between the S&P 500 and gold again. So I look at the difference between them and say, this is how much spread there is to be potentially unwound. So, I mean, that could happen of a variety of different ways. It could be, you know, gold just catching up to stocks, or stocks coming back and gold coming up to meet them. But when this cycle does turn, and it looks like, I think we've been in the process of it turning for the last year or two, gold's gonna shoot higher and stocks are gonna come back, and we'll see parity between the S&P and the gold price.
So one thing that I do want to make clear is that you're looking at the gold sector in a much longer term view. You're not necessarily saying that gold is about to experience fireworks tomorrow or this week or next week, but a lot of the basing patterns that we're seeing do relate back to the early 2000s, and these ratios, they don't usually stay in these extreme situations for prolonged periods of time, do they?
Right. No, I mean, these are the extremes you look for major long-term turning points. And I think that's what we're seeing now. You know, I do think a lot of the technical signals point to higher gold prices over the next few years. But we're also, I mean, there's a very clear head and shoulders bottom pattern on the weekly gold price chart. And if gold gets up above this, you know, those highs from, you know, mid 2016, right around 1380, then, I mean, it could explode higher in the short term. And I'm talking about, you know, several hundred dollars higher for the gold price, you know, in the span of several months. So I'm watching the gold price really carefully right now, because if it does manage to get above that, it could just explode higher pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's definitely been one of those sectors that it just hasn't quite been able to break out. Now, there is one question that I've asked to a lot of our normal commentators, but I'm always curious to hear what someone like you has to say, because you're not a gold bug. You are simply an investor out there that looks at a number of different markets trying to find value. Why do you think that the gold stocks have lagged behind? And do you think if gold explodes, then the gold stocks will maybe finally start to lead the charge higher?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy what's going on in the miners right now. I mean, their margins have expanded as the gold price has risen over the last 2 years, and the gold mining stocks haven't gone anywhere. And that just, to me, is the amount of pessimism, or at least complacency towards these things. Nobody wants to own them right now, and they just don't see the reason to own them yet. But if gold does break higher, you know, gold might go up, like I said, a couple hundred bucks pretty quickly. If so, you know, I think a lot of the gold mining stocks will, you know, at least double or triple in price like we saw them do in early 2016. It could even be more dramatic price rise than what we saw in early 16. So, I think they're just lagging because there really is no interest right now, and there really hasn't been interest because people have been making money on all the other stuff that they own, all the FANG stocks, etc. So I think that actually, to me, is a really good sign that that's a sector that I want to be involved with, because things are improving fundamentally, but it's not reflected yet in the stock price. But I'm very confident that it will be, so long as gold finds its way to break out.
Now, let's just get a quick comment for the argument that this gold move and gold strength has been on the back, really, of only a falling and weak U.S. dollar. What do you have to say to that?
Well, yeah, I'm watching the dollar carefully, especially dollar yen, because that there's that close relationship there. But I think more importantly, the situation right now is a good friend of mine, Eric Cinnamon, who, you know, he follows 300 small cap companies in a variety of different industries. His website, ericcinnamon.com, is terrific. He writes about every single quarter, listening to conference calls, and he's hearing from companies that they're seeing inflationary pressures like they haven't seen in 20 plus years. Wage inflation, all kinds of pricing pressure. And so to me, I'm seeing more and more signs that the Fed is so far behind the curve right now. And as that starts filtering through into the data, that to me is the fundamental case why gold is going to explode higher. As the Fed realizes, you know, 1.25% to 1.5% Fed funds rate is a real problem once you get wages and things rising 3% plus. That to me is what leads to gold really screaming higher if we continue on this trend.
Hey, we even saw the FOMC minutes earlier this week, and pretty much all the Fed officials understand that the inflation risk is here, and they're okay with lagging behind that. It's an interesting nuance that we're seeing, finally seeing inflation when the central banks are trying to actually step out of the markets. Interesting nuance that we're seeing. Jesse, great to have you on the show. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I hope to have you back on again shortly.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Jordan Roybern. He is the founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan also joins me pretty much on a weekly basis to discuss what he sees in the charts, mostly focused on precious metals. And Jordan, what I want to focus on in this segment is recapping a recent article that you posted to your subscribers, and I believe for free on your site, that talks about a new low in gold stocks would be a strong buy signal. You look back at a couple other markets and realize that when we are in the scenario that we're in right now, where gold has been kind of muddling along sideways, but you can still argue is in a bull market, usually we get a false retest and a false new low before it really starts to take off. Please take us through what you found in your research.
Okay, Corey. Well, what I'm looking at here is I'm looking at some markets which historically offer very good comparisons to where the gold stocks have been and where they are. And this is something that I believe we've talked about once or twice on your program in recent months. And essentially what I'm getting at here is I'm looking at, okay, what were the other mega bear markets throughout history? And when I'm talking about a mega bear market, I'm talking about something that declined for more than 2.5 years and over 80% in terms of price. There's a lot of markets that, small markets that do have 80% declines, but they tend not to last that long. They tend to last maybe 2 years or even a year and a half or so. But anyway, so when I look at that criteria, I found that there were three markets, and there might be more, but there's three that I focus on that are very similar to where gold stocks are right now and where they have been. And that's first the S&P 500 during the Great Depression, Thailand in the mid to late 90s, and then housing stocks, which had a bear market from 2005 to 2009. And all three of those markets followed this pattern where you had the mega bear market, and then coming out of it, they basically had a sharp rebound, but it didn't last longer than 6 months or a year at the longest. And then that gave way to a correction and consolidation period, which lasted quite a bit longer than the first leg up. It lasted at least 18 months, and Thailand's was a little bit longer than 2 years, actually. What's interesting is in all three of those cases, the low point in terms of price during their correction and consolidation marked a 2-year low. And looking at the S&P 500 and housing, they actually, at the end of their correction and consolidation period, they made a false new low. So they made this technical breakdown when they were 18, 19, 20 months in around that time. And they made this false breakdown to a new low, which was a 2-year low. However, that false breakdown was a massive bear trap because it marked basically the second best buying opportunity, with the first best basically being the low at the end of the bear market, the end of that mega bear market. So, you know, looking at, you know, obviously gold stocks have been consolidating for quite a while, and if they break to new lows, conventional technical analysis would tell you that's a breakdown. That's a sell signal. However, you know, that you have to look at some other things. You have to look at history, and what history is telling us is when you come out of a mega bear market, Corey, there's just not that much sellers left to push prices that much lower. And so that's why you can sometimes see this pattern where you have a sharp rebound, but then after that you have a correction and consolidation that it lasts quite a while, and then towards the end it can kind of, you know, break support and make this false new low. And gold stocks, and specifically I'm looking at the Huey Gold Bugs Index, because that's a pure gold stock index. Obviously I like to look at GDX too, but GDX has a few too many royalty companies in the index, which has made it quite a bit stronger than it would be if it was just comprised of gold producing companies like the Huey is. And I think depending on where we are right now, I mean, it could be 8 or 9% for the Huey to get down and test that December 2016 low. But I think the odds are very good that the Huey is going to break that low. And then some of these ETFs and other indexes, you know, they could come down and retest that 2016 low. Maybe some of them will break below it. Maybe some of them won't. But the Huey specifically, I'm looking for the Huey to break below that. And history is telling us that there's a very good chance that if it does indeed break that 2016 low, that that breakdown could be a massive bear trap, and that is a really strong buy signal that really could mark the next low and the next point that we're going to get a rebound, but then a rebound that will continue to make new highs and higher highs, unlike the rebounds we've had over the past 18 months.
Okay, so for the Huey, you're looking more around that 160 level. The Huey, as we're recording this, is around the 178 level. So it is about a 10-11% decline. As you mentioned here, though, Jordan, a decline below this level usually brings in some buying. I know it's contradictory. As much as we've talked about needing to break out to the upside, what you're seeing, maybe in summary, is that if we have one of these temporary breakdowns, that can also encourage bargain hunters into the sector.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You have to think in terms of common sense, which I know is difficult because when you're looking at markets, you're looking at certain data, you're looking at certain indicators. But what I mean by common sense is it would be quite a bit different if gold stocks had been rising. You know, this consolidation had come after a multi-year rise. But this consolidation, this correction period, sure, it came after that big rise at the beginning of 2016, but we're still way, way off the all-time highs. And if you look at gold stocks, I mean, remember, we've talked about this before several times. I've written about it. At that 2016 low, we're talking about gold stocks relative to the S&P 500. We're basically at a 90-year low or at an all-time low. Relative to gold, the gold stocks had never been cheaper. I mean, if you look at things like price to cash flow or book value, they were trading at 40, 50-year lows at least. I mean, we don't even have the data to go back further than that. So it's just the common sense tells you that when we made that low 2 years ago, that was a historic low. The valuations were just incredible as far as, I mean, we're not even talking about multi-decade lows in some cases. We're talking about a century lows or all-time lows. And so it's just, it doesn't make sense. I mean, when you look at that and the market has this big rally and then it consolidates and, you know, maybe it sells off and makes that new low, but it doesn't make sense that the market would then crash again after this breakdown, given the valuations that it's come from, given how oversold it was just a couple of years ago. Again, that's just so much different, Corey, than if you had a breakdown from a consolidation that followed a bull market or that followed a market that had trended higher for 2 or 3 years. It's just that's the common sense thing that we have to think about. Yes, there was this big rebound in 2016, but it only lasted 6 months, and that came after a devastating mega bear market.
Okay, interesting comments there, Jordan, and I know we keep on wanting the breakout to happen to the upside, but again, a temporary breakdown, that could, who knows, bring in some new buyers. The fact of the matter is this range-bound trade is very boring, and everybody's waiting for some sort of a break, whether up or down. Jordan, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I will be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am joined by Byron King. He is the co-writer of the Jim Rickards Gold Speculator with Byron King. I follow along with Byron's newsletter on a very regular basis because he covers a number of what I think are very solid exploration and production companies and shares his updates with his subscribers. Byron, what I want to initially talk about in this segment is the distractions that, I guess, draw people and currently are drawing people away from the precious metals. We talk about how investors are distracted and how we're trading relatively low volumes, especially on a share count, for the general precious metals stocks. But we've never really classified what some of these main distractions are. When you and I were talking off mic, one thing that you brought up was how politics is distracting a lot of people. Can you start off there and share some of your comments?
Sure. It's exactly what you say. I mean, people aren't, there's no enthusiasm. There's no sense of fire. There's no sense of motivation, for people to get in and play. I mean, remember 2 years ago, and just about 2 years ago, February, or, you know, right before PDAC, I mean, gold had just started to move out of the doldrums. Gold had moved up, you know, pick a number, about, you know, 15-20%, and the markets were soaring. They were skyrocketing in early 2016 coming out of those doldrums. People were excited. They had enthusiasm. And then by the summer of 2016, right after Brexit, things really started to pull back for the next few months. A lot of it had to do with the U.S. election, the Hillary-Trump thing. You know, big, huge distraction, but a lot of just uncertainty, a lot of risk. You know, is are we going to get Hillary with, you know, Obama's third term? Or are we going to get this Trump guy who, you know, nobody really quite understood him? But, you know, obviously, I mean, a lot of people supported him. And so, and then you know, then Trump wins and you know, and then gold has been sort of doing a gentle rise ever since. I mean, sort of a, you know, a higher lows, higher highs, not anything big and huge and spiky or anything, but just a general gentle rise for the last, you know, year or so, a little over a year since Trump came in because of the Trump's weak dollar policy, is starting to come in. The gold silver mining shares, they don't know what to do. They've been bouncing up and down all over the place. But the distractions of politics, are in many respects, pulling people away from, you know, investing in their own best interest for the long term. I mean, a lot of these companies that people are not investing in are very, very fine companies. You know it. I know it. I cover these companies in my newsletters. They have great assets, great geology. They've got ore. They got gold. You know, they got great, great management teams, great geologists. They're drilling. They're spending money. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And they're selling now as cheaply as they've sold in a year and a half. I mean, and they're better companies. They've got more definition, more background to what they're doing. But that then, you know, there's all these other things. You know, we've had the cryptomania, which has caught, let's say, the, you know, the millennial generation, but also many others. You know, they'd rather do cryptos than gold and silver because why? Well, with cryptos, you get something that almost nobody really understands because it's so mathematical that nobody can figure it out, as opposed to gold, which, you know, I mean, you can actually hold it in your hand and drop it in your foot. Don't ask me why. I don't get it, you know, but it's a sociological thing. I mean, look at other things that have shown a lack of attention. I mean, you know, football ratings are down because of the politics of football. The Olympics, I mean, it's like the worst Olympics in terms of TV ratings for, you know, for NBC or for anybody. You know, why is it? Is it, you know, people just, you know, they just stopped caring about the Olympics. I mean, you can say, well, it's because we don't have professional hockey players or something playing hockey. Well, yeah, but I mean, it could also be that, you know, the Olympics just says, you know, it's just lost its allure, you know. So there are just so many distractions in life anymore that it's almost as if, you know, the lack of interest in buying into, you know, things that actually could offer you some value, which are, you know, well-run, you know, early stage junior type mining in the exploration or development phase. I mean, you know, rather than get into those things, people are just saying, you know, throw up my hands, walk away, go do something else, you know, I think, go update their Facebook page or something like that. It's perplexing, although I also say the other side of that coin is that, you know, if you do have that speculative nature and you do have that speculative money, I mean, you know, now's the time to be looking at these great companies that really have been beaten down very, very hard in recent months.
So, Byron, when you are looking at companies in this sector, I know we talk a lot, you have to look at management, you have to look at the underlying property, you even need to look at the jurisdiction that it's in. It's one thing I've noticed our audience and a lot of the commentators I talk to, they are more focused on the safe jurisdictions because they're saying that those stocks haven't even moved first. How much value do you put on jurisdiction currently in the form of the market that we are in when you are assessing these companies and potentially even investing?
Oh, I look at the jurisdiction immediately. It is among the very, very first things I look at. And you know, if somebody says, oh, I've got this great project, you know, I want to hear, my ear is tuned and my brain is calibrated to and where is this project located? And if they give me a name of the wrong country, thank you. That's really interesting. Thank you. And we move on, you know, but I mean, there are certain names that are just, you know, you know, de rigueur. You know, I mean, somebody says, oh, it's in Canada. It's like, okay, tell me more. What province? Oh, it's in the Yukon. Oh, it's in Quebec. Oh, great. You know, if they say it's in British Columbia, it's like, well, okay, that's doable, but, you know, maybe it's more iffy. But or if it's a uranium project in Saskatchewan, okay, great. They know how to do uranium in Saskatchewan. Oh, it's an oil project in Alberta. Okay, that's pretty good. They know how to do oil in Alberta. You know, that kind of thing. You know, if, when they say Mexico, I say, what part of Mexico? If they say it's up north in Mexico and, you know, Sonora or, you know, even Chihuahua, you know, just like just, you know, the states just south of the U.S. border. I'm like, well, okay, that's all right. If it's way down south, you know, in Guerrero, you know, down in Acapulco and out there where the, you know, where they have the body bags. But, you know, I mean, if it's down south, it's like, oh, that's nice. We'll move on. You know, other places, though, I mean, you know, parts of South America, I mean, you know, Argentina has really improved jurisdiction wise, although, you know, never underestimate the ability of, you know, Argentine politics to screw up a good thing. Ecuador has made a fabulous comeback in terms of, you know, being a politically acceptable jurisdiction. I was just down in Ecuador and I was very impressed at what I saw. You know, across the pond, I mean, you look at places like South Africa. I mean, they just threw out Jacob Zuma, you know, as the president for life of South Africa. And, you know, now they've installed somebody else's. First thing he says is, oh, we're going to confiscate, you know, all the white people's property. It's like, oh, great. You know, that's going to really, you know, spread confidence in, you know, across the world in investing in South Africa when the new president inaugurates with a new comment like that. At the same time, in Zimbabwe, just to the north, you know, they get rid of the other president for life, Robert Mugabe. And the guy who's running Zimbabwe now, he's actually speaking like a, you know, like a business-oriented statesman. Good for him. Good for the Zims, you know. So in terms of jurisdiction, you absolutely have to look at it, because if they make it politically and economically uninhabitable, then it, you know, life is too short. Your money's too valuable. Don't go there. Let them starve for another generation. You know, and somebody else will come along and, you know, dig up the ores and, you know, build the mines and dig up the ores.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but Byron and I do continue our conversation for almost another 10 minutes, discussing further some of the jurisdictions down in South America and the ongoing turmoil that they go through. Plus, I also get Byron's opinion on a couple companies that he writes up in his newsletter. So well worth your time. What you need to do is come to our website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and tune in to segment 3, where the full version of my interview with Byron King will be posted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with David Vincent. He is becoming a regular guest on our show. He is a well-known technical trader focused on the metals and resources, but not only on metals and resources. And he is also the CEO of Canamex Gold. David, what I want to talk about are a couple longer-term charts that you sent me, one being the copper gold chart and the other being the 10-year chart in terms of yields, and you were pointing out a similarity, a relationship that these two charts have. We can see a head and shoulders being formed in this copper gold chart where copper is looking like it's going to break higher, and again, the similarity to the 10-year, this is also looking like it might break higher. First and foremost, take us through what you think the importance is of seeing this relationship between copper gold and the 10-year.
Yes, Corey. These two charts are highly correlated. The copper gold and the TNX, which is the 10-year note. Why is that? I'm not entirely certain. But if you go back, say 20, 30 years, they are highly correlated. I guess because copper's related to industrial use, etc. So, if we look at the copper gold chart, we can see a head and shoulders, inverse head and shoulders has formed over the last 3 years. And if we use a measured move from the head to the neckline, it's around 53%. So we can project from the neckline an initial target, which is 53% higher in this ratio. So what we don't know is when that's going to happen, but we could say over the next few years at least. So what that means is the TNX is also going higher. And if we look at the TNX chart, you can see that it's been in a downtrend channel since around 2000, so for the last 16 years. And it's formed a low in 2016 at 1.4%. And since then, it's moved up to around 2.8%. So it's actually, it's risen 100% in about 2 years, which is a big move for, you know, a benchmark interest rate. So what this chart is showing, again, you can see the inverse head and shoulders, which projects a 90-odd percent move in the interest rate over the next few years, which should take it up to around the 5% level. Now, as you can appreciate, the 10-year rate affects mortgages in North America. So what you could deduce from that is that mortgage rates are probably going to double over the next few years. So for folks who have big mortgages or personal loans, I would suggest you want to start paying those down, or at least if you've got a mortgage, try and lock in a rate for the next 5-10 years, because that way you won't be affected by the interest rates going up here. So, I mean, what's significant about this chart is this is a multi-decade bottom. The last big high in interest rates was back in 1980, which was, over nearly 40 years ago, 35, 40 years ago. So that was a major high, and here we have a major low. So what this means is that interest rates generally are going to trend up now for the next 20 or 30 years. And the days of low interest rates, I mean, they're over. Yeah, they're over. Now, if you go back to the 1970s, when interest rates were going through the roof, gold and silver were soaring. I mean, gold went up to $850 an ounce from a very low number, or I think around $100. So it went up 800% in the 1970s with rising interest rates. So perhaps we're in a similar situation here. Perhaps as interest rates rise, as the copper gold chart rises, that gold's really going to enter a major bull market over the next 10 years.
Now, David, what this copper gold chart is also showing us is that copper also could or should outperform gold. So it's this one area where we could see a rising tide lifting both copper and gold, but maybe just copper to a greater extent.
Yeah, agreed. And I think maybe the fundamental reason for that is the electrification of the road transport system over the next 10 to 15 years, whereby copper is a major component in electric vehicles.
Now, another argument, or at least question that comes up a lot, is how can gold rise when we are seeing higher interest rates? Usually, higher interest rates usually shy people away from gold because the argument is gold doesn't pay any sort of yield. It doesn't provide any sort of return other than on a real price basis. But there's more at play than just looking at interest rates, isn't there? It's more about real interest rates.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, obviously, inflation's going to increase. You've got a dropping US dollar, so import prices are going to be higher for North Americans. Most of the stuff's made outside North America and it's imported. So you'll have, rising inflation, rising interest rates. But the real rates could be quite low if inflation really accelerates. In this sort of environment, it's going to be quite difficult for those in debt, including governments and municipalities. I mean, for example, the US government debt is approaching $20 trillion. Now, if they're having to issue bonds at a higher interest rate, it means the interest on those bonds is higher. So, $20 trillion, 5% on average, I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and really that's what it comes down to, is looking at the debt, not just in the U.S., but around the world, and I guess assessing if it can even be maintained with higher rates. And that all talks to more investor confidence and confidence in governments, and that sometimes, if you lose some of that confidence, that's when you can see money go into more of the metals, especially the precious metals. Is that your assessment as well?
Yeah, essentially it's a hedge against sovereign default. I suspect what's going to happen as interest rates trend up, that we'll start to get cease and defaults in other countries. I mean, we've already seen Puerto Rico, Venezuela, but I think some larger players are going to default, perhaps, I don't know, maybe Turkey, maybe Italy, a few other countries, and that'll grow, and eventually it'll come to the core. It'll start in the periphery and come to the core being the USA and UK. Potentially they could default.
That's a totally different world that we'd be living in if the central banks or if the big governments in the world could not sustain that debt. David, can I just get a quick question from you? As much as we talk about what's going on in terms of U.S. interest rates around the world, we're also seeing interest rates start to creep up. But quite frankly, they're all behind where the U.S. currently is. So do you see some sort of making up coming from these other countries in terms of their rates catching up to the U.S.?
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult question to answer. It all depends on the central banks. I mean, you've got the central banks involved in the markets, so, you know, they're trying to control interest rates within economies. For example, the ECB is still buying government debt, but the question becomes, what happens when the central banks stop buying this debt? I mean, who's going to buy it then? Who's going to bid it? So if there's no bidders for these sovereign bonds, then the prices are going to crash, which means we could get a big spike up in interest rates. And this is the problem. I mean, you know, when you get central banks interfering in market forces, you get these big distortions. So potentially the whole thing's going to become unwound. I mean, the central banks are stuck in a corner.
All right, David, always interesting comments. I always enjoy reading over your charts to draw the correlations that you draw as well in terms of the longer-term outlook. That's one thing that I think everybody needs to understand is that you really focus on longer-term moves. Some of that day-to-day noise doesn't really bother you, especially when you look at charts from not just the precious metals, but really a number of different markets, and just summarize where these charts are going in the whole scheme of things. And that's what's important to understand about the copper gold and the interest rate chart is that there's more at play than just these charts, but there is a correlation that can be drawn and should be paid attention to, especially when we're at these general points where the markets have turned and now they're going in a different direction. Always important to understand and take note of for investors, and especially ones like me that try to look a little bit more long term than simply the day-to-day moves, taking out some of that noise. That's the end of the first hour. Everybody stick around for the second hour where I will be back continuing on with our market and more metals commentary.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.